कार्य तदारे कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय
We can see that when Swamiji was preaching here and there in Western country, Eastern country, so many young persons and young ladies joined the movement and all were so much energetic at that time. And working so hard for him and preaching. And that is why, and very quickly, it is spread all over the world. But as soon as he left this world, so many devotees became so weak that they could not maintain their inspiring position and what they were in the time of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Some of them left Krishna consciousness. Some of them became family person, male. And still continuing what Swamiji gave them. Chanting, remembering, but became more weak. As they were giving their energies fully in Krishna consciousness, chanting, remembering, serving Him, distributing books, writing books, printing books, all these activities, always engaged. So after that, they became weaker and weaker. Someone have left totally. Some are still anyhow doing, but not so inspired. So how he should continue this thing? That as they were inspired before, doing with so a strong desire and hope, how we can continue? I don't want that as you are now so much inspired, and when I will return to India, then you will be weaker and weaker. I don't want. Whether the grihastha or whether renounced brahmachari, they should be very strong. They should realize that my Gurudev is always with me. Just like we think that my Gurudev has not left this world. Never. Swamiji has not left us. He is also here is omnipotent. Omnipotent.
Omnipresent.
Always. And always we should chant and remember in this way. As we are chanting, remembering at that time. So we should try to make any arrangement that we should be like that. Never falling down. In India, we have seen that so many problems came to devotees, the disciples of Swami Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. But they never gave up their practices. Always energetic. Also in our Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, we see that after our Gurudev, We are always preaching, chanting, remembering, more inspired and more with enthusiasm than at the time of our Gurudev. So I want that you all should be like that. Don't see that, oh, now you are so weak, or Gurudev has passed. How it will be? If I have so much faith on Hari Katha and all the established truth and always following all these principles, going on chanting and remembering, mostly hearing, then I think you will never fall down, never. In any problem, you will not be weakened. So you should try to do. Because we know that we are, sometimes we bound to engage ourselves to maintain ourselves by money, problem and others. It is money general. But we should try to increase our whole time in Krishna consciousness. Krishna will be bound to help us at that time. Surely. Because Gita is not false and Srimad Bhagavat is not false. So you shouldn't be weak by any problem or by any involvement. And try to create good environment for our sadhana and bhajan. Where I go, I make it very good, try to make a very good environment that all should chant and remember purely and with a strong desire. I think if you have so much faith on these books, then, by doing so, following will be so strong, not to go down. You should also remember this line that Koti Swapi Mahamune, real devotee, Jagat in this world, real devotees are very rare. So we should not be hopeful, hopeless. Never. We are preaching, but not so many persons are coming. Don't be hopeless. We also see that those persons were coming so much in huge number. Now, where they are? So, only very rare devotee will. So we should not be hopeless that, oh, anyone is not following, not coming. I must follow. We have explained up to Sarva Dharmana Parityajyamam Ekam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papabhyo Mokshayishyami Mahasucha. Then Mahaprabhu told that, oh, it is vahya, aage kaha. It is external, you should explain.
Go further.
Then he told, raya kahe gyan mishra bhakti shat dasar. Gyan mishra bhakti. Shadha shar. What is gyan mishra bhakti? What is gyan? And what is bhakti and how they mix, we should understand this. There is much difference in gyan and gyan bhakti. What is that difference?
Gyan means the cultivation of knowledge with the aim of attaining liberation, whereas Gyana Bhakti means that devotional service which is predominated by the mode of knowledge of the opulence and the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Any example?
An example is
of Gyani and Gyani Bhakta.
Gyani is any impersonalist like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya before he received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prakashananda Saraswati, personalities like this. And the Gyani Bhakta is someone like Prahlad Maharaj, who Sananda Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, such personalities, they have devotion to the Supreme Lord, they have bhakti, they are pure devotees, but their mood is one of knowledge of the supreme position of the Lord, how He is all-powerful, how He is all-pervading, how He is all-knowing.
Jnani Bhakta are pure devotee are not. Pure devotee? How?
Because they are free from all kinds of material contamination. Only their love is limited by their knowledge, is covered by their knowledge. But there's no contamination in their devotion.
What is lacking in them? To be pure devotee.
They are pure devotees.
Devotees, but something is lacking in them. What?
Intimate dealings with Lord Krishna.
Kya?
Intimate dealings with Krishna. They cannot have that bhakti by which Krishna becomes controlled.
Yeah. By this, Krishna may be happy, but not controlled. And this bhakti is always in Braja, not anywhere else. He is telling the Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakankshati Samasarveshu Madhvaktim Labhate Param. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Some sadhaks. Brahmabhuta. Brahmabhuta? You know? Brahmabhuta.
Platform of self-realization, spirit, spiritual realization.
That is, in Gita, sthita pragasya ka bhasa samadhistasya ke shava. Prajahati?
Come
on. So, that sthiti. So Brahma Bhuta, always feeling some Brahma Bhav. Prasannatma. Any problem, not problem. Anyone dying, attacking birth or what is going, let us go. For them, there is no problem. Always prasannatma, always
happy,
self-satisfied. They don't want anything, and if anything is lost, nothing to worry, lament. Na sochati, na kankshati.
No hankering, no lamentation.
Nothing. Never they want anything. Never problem. And if anything is lost, no, going on. Samas sarvesh bhuteshu, always equal to all. Shatru mitra, friends or enemy, equal to all. They don't, they are not attached to any friend. They don't make any friend, and also no enemy. And then, by the effect of this mad bhaktim labhate param. They what? Attain para bhakti.
If they get good association.
Para bhakti. They have some.
They attain good association.
They are qualified. If not attaining, they are bad luck. And if attaining, very good thing. So though in them, though I have not offended Krishna or Gita teachings, that Krishna has prakriti body,
material
body. And in his body there is a separate soul. So, if they are doing so, then they are offending. They are moodha.
Ignorance.
And they have to fall down in asuring, joning. So many?
Demonic
species.
They will have to fall. Any Brahmavadi like this, if you are finding any devotee, then what will be do? What will be? They will not attain para bhakti. Never. But they are not offending. But they are of this idea only. They may read Srimad Bhagavatam. No, they don't criticize Srimad Bhagavatam. And they don't follow Brahmavadis like Shankaracharya. Then Krishna will arrange a very good association for them quickly, and he will attain parabhakti. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once told, Yo Bhajyage Kahara. Why he told that it is also external? Can you tell any you? Where is Ramesh? What doing? Oh, Bhajya. You are doing something. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told here that Iho Bhajya Age Kahar. Very good thing. Why? What I told? Your mind was not here. Your ears were not here. I want that you should hear also. Then you will be perfect. Pundarik ka sakta hai?
When a misrita bhakti, one cannot enter into praja, not even coming in inside praja at all.
It is bahya.
External.
Why?
No engagement.
Huh?
No engagement.
What engagement?
No transcendental engagement of the Atma.
Why?
Because there is no...
Labhate para bhaktim?
Only in void.
Well.
Negation of the material. It's dependent on association. Without association, this process has no value.
He has not achieved that bhakti. Still, parabhakti has not. He is waiting. If he attains, then he will be iho hoy. But still, he is waiting for these things. But if he does any offense, then he is of nothing. He is... Yes. So, this bhakti is somewhat mixed with bhakti, this jnana, knowledge. What knowledge? There are so many kinds of bhakti. One, Swarup Siddha Bhakti, Sangha Siddha Bhakti, and then Arup Siddha. really Arashvidya bhakti is not bhakti. Sometimes we
attribute bhakti to this.
At that time, mixed with karma, mixed with jnana, mixed with tapa, mixed with remembrance, yoga, that bhakti. Sometimes mixed with karma. Karma is prominent, bhakti is secondary. Then it will be karma siddha, karma vidha bhakti. Karma ki? Karma misha. Aro. It is also called guna bhakti. Guna bhuti bhakti. Not really bhakti. Like only distributing books. Books may be authentic and he is distributing so much. It is real bhakti. But if that very book we will see, we will read, we hear from any bona fide Vaishnava, then it may be pure bhakti. It may be that by selling and using that money in Krishna consciousness, it will give some fruits and that impression, and that will be sukriti. It may be. But really not bhakti. Sramanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakyam. These are direct bhakti. They are sarva siddha bhakti. These are not sarva siddha bhakti. If anyone making temple by lakhs and lakhs crores of money, always engaged in that, is it sarva siddha bhakti? No. We see that in South India or also in Northern India, there are very big, big temples, but only crows and
bears.
Pigeons.
Always there, making
stoves.
Then, very Shuddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti. So these are not pure bhakti. It does not come in Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmai, direct serving. And moreover, Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavad Shraman, Mathura Vashi, Mutti, Shraddhayas, Sakal Sadhana Shasta, Ei Panjam, Krishna Prem, Janma, Ei Pachadavas. If anyone has not done any offense and not doing offense, and if he is in the association of sadhu, pure, rashi and tattvajna both. Tattvajna, you know, knowing all kinds of established truths. And he is performing himself all these things. And in that kind of association, always chanting in their guidance. And hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And worshipping all these five. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavad Shravan, Mathura Vash. If you are going to Vrindavan and Mathura and Navadvip, and you are living there, taking your meals, in evening, parikrama, or hearing something, but independently, not in any good Vaishnava guidance, then what it will be? Like Vrindavan, we have seen that so many devotees and men devotees always going here then and seeing Raslila, you know, and also taking cigarettes and bidis and so tobacco and all other things. And they sleep and they go to sea and then coming, doing no chanting, nothing. So being in Vrindavan will not do. This would be in the guidance of always, that he will control and chant and remember. He will say, in the name, that I am going to do chant name in lonely place, in a room, and he
shut the door.
And after some time, Gurudev went to see where is Kon Prabhu?
Dhir Krishna Prabhu.
Where? Oh, he chanting and remembering. Where?
Close door.
There. And Gurudev appeared in a
peeping.
And he saw that. So much pain. My stomach is making so much trouble.
Also no halwa today, Maharaj.
Today I have taken so much halwa.
I wanted, but there was no halwa.
So, if you will be there independently, then all problems will come. Any of them. If you are chanting lakhs and lakhs but independently, then kabu namabhas sadai namaparad e sab janive bhai Krishna bhakti bhai. Krishna prem nahai ankur. Krishna prem will let. Koti janme jadi kare shramana kirtan tabutana paaye Krishna pade prem. तबे जानी तहाते अपराधेर पशु कृष्णाम बीजत है ना करें व्हाट इज द मीनिंग यस सर व्हेन
दे चैंट हरि नाम हियरिंग एंड चैंटिंग फॉर मेनी मेनी बर्थ्स हंड्रेड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ बर्थ्स
इन चैतन्य चैतामृत इट हैज बीन कोटेड फ्रॉम देयर
बट इफ ही इज कमिटिंग ऑफेंसेस देन द प्रेम विल नॉट स्प्राउट विद इन हिज हार्ट
Sometimes he could not imagine that what I am doing. Criticizing, offending, but he will think that, I am doing my Gurudev's service. I am serving my Gurudev.
Yes,
I am serving high class of devotees by this. He will not realize all these things. So we must be in the guidance of any pure devotee. If we are not doing so, then that bhakti is not bhakti. That is karma. Actually, it is karma. If you are not associating with any bona fide Vaishnava and doing so many activities, then all our activities will turn to karma. Kya chhe? Karma hai? भक्ति रहे दूर कोनो कार्य भक्ति न है
कृष्ण भक्ति दूर संसार न है
व्हाट इज द मीनिंग यू
हां महातेर कृपा बिना कोनो कर्म भक्ति न है कर्म सिद्धि न है
मींस
विदाउट द मर्सी ऑफ महत दैट मींस स्पिरिचुअल रियल
महा साधु संग
With spiritual, with realized soul and high class devotee, without his mercy, we could not success also any karma. What to say about Krishna bhakti? It is far away from karma. But if the Mahat devotee, that means high class devotee, will be merciful with anyone, then everything will be successful for him and Krishna bhakti will be very easy for him.
Karma will not kill me.
No.
Huh?
Navindra is saying that without the association and mercy of the pure devotee, even karma cannot be performed. What to speak of perfect?
No, no, it is not clear. He is not clear telling. In any activities of that person, all are bogus karma. They are not bhakti. Nothing. Well, अच्छा. So राय कहे यो बाज आगे कहार.
So
प्रभु का यो वाज्य आगे कहार ही हैज मिश्रा भक्ति बट मिश्रा भक्ति इज नो प्योर भक्ति सो ट्राई टू एक्ट और फॉलो प्योर भक्ति नॉट मिक्सिंग विथ ज्ञान कर्म योग तपस्या नथी ज्ञान शून्य भक्ति साध्य सार देन ही टोल्ड दैट ज्ञान शून्य भक्ति द भक्ति विदाउट अल्मेगेशन देन ज्ञाने प्रयास उपास्य नमन्ते जीवन्ति सन्मुखरितां भवदीय वार्तां स्थाने स्थिता तनुवां मनोभी ज्ञाने प्रयास उपास्य बट टू स्पीक ऑफ निर्विधे निर्विशेष ज्ञान इवन भगवत तत्व नोइंग एप्लेंस ऑफ कृष्ण जो कृष्ण इज भगवान सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड विल हैव टू फॉरगेट वी शुड नॉट ट्राई टू ऑलवेज एक्सप्लेन ऑल दीज थिंग्स वी शुड हियर हरि कथा एप्लेंस ऑफ कृष्ण एंड कृष्ण तत्व ऑटोमेटिकली विल कम इन दैट डिवोटी And gradually by hearing past